It is 4:14, time for Sarah's Wiki Corner. Today brought to you by, excuse me, one moment. Today brought to you by Top to Bottom. Top to Bottom has been in business for over 30 years, so they know Rochester roofs. Top to Bottom can handle all of your roofing needs, from full replacement to repairs and emergency service for your roofing needs. Call John at Top to Bottom today, 338-9865. That's John at Top to Bottom, 338-9865. Sarah, what are we learning about today on your Wiki Corner?
Well, on this day in 1955, Disneyland opened.
Wow.
Have you been to Disneyland?
I have.
Yeah.
Love Disneyland.
Yeah, was it fun? You liked it?
It was.
Do you like it better than Disney World?
I do. It's smaller. The weather was better, like as far as not steamy, hot, and humid.
Yeah.
And
Oh, okay,
I liked it.
Well, nice. So opened in 1955, Disneyland was the first theme park opened by the Walt Disney Company and the only one designed and constructed under the direct supervision of Walt Disney.
Oh, sure, yeah.
Disney initially envisioned building a tourist attraction adjacent to his studios in Burbank to entertain fans who wanted to visit, but he soon realized that the proposed site was much too small for the ideas that he had, and so he bought a 160-acre site near Anaheim in 1953.
Right.
Construction began on July 16th, 1954, and cost $17 million to complete. That's around $138 million today.
Okay.
The park was opened 1 year and 1 day later.
Wow.
Pretty quick.
That's fast.
Pretty quick.
Yeah.
Disneyland was dedicated and an international press preview event held on Sunday, July 17th, 1955, which was open only to invited guests and the media. Now, opening day was a little bit of a disaster.
Okay.
Did not go as planned.
All right.
Although 28,000 people attended the event,
oh, wow,
only about half of those were actually invited, the rest having either purchased counterfeit tickets or they sneaked into the park by climbing over the fence.
Wow, this stuff happened even back in, what was it,
1955.
Yeah. The counterfeit tickets. Wow.
ABC broadcast the event live, during which many guests tripped over the television camera cables.
Oh, geez.
The temperature was an unusually high 101 degrees.
Oof.
And because of a local's plumber's strike, Disney was given a choice of having either working drinking fountains or running toilets.
Wow.
And so, obviously, he chose the latter.
The toilets.
The
right
toilets,
here.
Yep, leaving many drinking fountains dry. Not great. Completing Disneyland was a race to the finish. Workers were still painting structures and planting trees all over the park, and several rides were still under construction. In later years, Disney and his 1955 executives referred to that day as Black Sunday because it was just such a disaster.
Just mayhem, yeah, sure.
But after the extremely negative press from the preview opening, Disney invited attendees back for a private second day to experience Disneyland properly.
Oh, okay.
Walt's brother Roy purchased the very first Disneyland admission ticket for only $1.
Roy Disney?
Which is a bargain compared to what you'd pay today.
Roy got a deal.
Which is more than $100 for a one-day pass.
Mm.
The park sold its 1 millionth ticket less than 2 months later.
Wow.
After it opened on September 8th.
Holy cow.
Nearly 3.6 million people visited Disneyland in its first year, and today the park serves roughly 16 million people every year.
Yeah.
So Disneyland consists of 9 themed lands and a number of concealed backstage areas and occupies over 100 acres. Since its opening, Disneyland has undergone expansions and major renovations, including the addition of New Orleans Square in 1966, Bear Country in 1972, Mickey's Toontown in 1993, and Star Wars Galaxy's Edge in 2019.
Oh, yeah.
Now, the most popular attraction at Disneyland and in the entire world is Pirates of the Caribbean.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Since its 1967 debut, that has entertained close to a third of a billion passengers.
Jeez.
The fastest ride in the park, might be surprised to know, isn't a roller coaster.
Oh, no?
It's Splash Mountain.
Is it really?
Yeah. Passengers reach about 40 miles per hour while plummeting down the ride's 47-degree plunge.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
And Disneyland has a larger cumulative attendance than any other theme park in the world, with 757 million visits since it's opened. In 2022, the park had approximately 16.9 million visits, making it the second most visited amusement park in the world that year, behind only Magic Kingdom, which is the very park it inspired.
Wow.
Yeah.
Not bad. Not bad at all. That's tough. You know, a rough first day.
Yeah.
But they bounced back.
They sure did.
They seem to be doing okay.
They sure did.
All right. You picked out a record to go along with Disneyland.
Yeah.
Did you?
So we're going to play a song from one of the rides at Disneyland.
Oh, no.
I apologize in advance. We're going to play It's a Small World. If this gets stuck in your head, I apologize.
Are we going to play continuously?
No,
for
just
hours?
The once.
Just once?
Yeah.
Okay. It's 2.5 minutes long, Sarah. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Legends 102.7, and it's a small world. Sarah, do you remind us, why did we just play that record?
Because we were talking about Disneyland, which opened on this day in 1955.
There it is. All right, let's recap three things we must take away from today's Wiki Corner. Are you ready?
Ready.
Ready, go.
Okay, Disneyland was the first theme park opened by the Walt Disney Company.
Opening day was such a disaster that Walt Disney called it Black Sunday.
And Disneyland has a larger cumulative attendance than any other theme park in the world.
There it is. Wow. Disneyland it is.
Yeah. Right.
Very good. We want to send you, by the way, we want to send you someplace real special. It's not Disneyland.
No, but it's still a whole lot of fun.
It's a whole lot of fun. It's called Heritage Square Museum. It is in Ontario, Wayne County, and it's a little historic. It's kind of like a, how do you describe it? I would say it's like a little... A Genesee Country Museum.
Yeah, it's all historic buildings from Wayne County and the Ontario area.
Yeah, we went on a tour of it last year.
Yeah, they give tours, and you can learn all about different. There's lots of different buildings in there. There's a jail. Yeah. You got locked up in the jail.
Yeah, they got a photo of me in the jail.
It's really interesting. The one room schoolhouse. Yeah. And
all right, so what we want you to do right now is just text Wiki, WIKI. Just text Wiki to our in-studio text line, 222-4000 right now, and we'll choose somebody at random to grab these. It's a family four-pack of tickets there, am I right on that?
I believe so, yeah.
Family four-pack of tickets to Heritage Square. You've still got some summertime. You can enjoy that and go and learn a little something with the kids and grandkids.
And they have a lot of different events that they do throughout the summer, too.
Oh, yeah. Always something going on.
Yeah.
Heritage Square in Ontario, New York, just north of 104. Folks want to learn more about Disneyland, Sarah, where do they go? What do they do?
You can go to my Wiki blog.
Right, yeah.
If you go to legends1027.com on the homepage, there's a link that takes you to my blog where I post everything I talk about every day.
That is right. We'll do that. Wonderful. Sarah, thank you so much for coming in today. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Taught us a lot already, and a fresh episode tomorrow.
Absolutely.
At 4:10. Looking forward to it. Supertramp on the way, Culture Club. And again, text Wiki, W-I-K-I, to 222-4000 right now. Get qualified for these family four-pack of tickets to Heritage Square. Check traffic coming up and the forecast from meteorologist Josh Nichols next.